This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Copper Mountain plans to open for skiing and snowboarding on November 30th. The ski area made the announcement today. The resort also says it will extend a discounted rate on passes through the end of this month. Other ski areas have also announced their opening plans for winter. All ski resorts in the state had to shut down early last season because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Crews have made significant headway fighting the Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says the blaze is just over 139,000 acres and is now 87% contained.
Fire official Mark Jamieson says that with little recent growth, the wildfire has entered a new phase. He's an operations section chief with the Southern Area Red Team, which is now monitoring hotspots.
If we let that fire just go and get big and the fire gets out again, well, that's just catch and release firefighting. And I don't approve of that. We want to finish this thing.
Jamieson says his crew has also started to repair damage done to the landscape by firefighting efforts. The Pine Gulch fire is now the largest wildfire in Colorado history. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado is launching a campaign to improve the health of young people through one-on-one relationships. A recent statewide survey found those who have a trusted adult they can talk to are less likely to vape, use marijuana, or experience feelings of depression. The campaign called Forward Together was developed in part by teen youth advisors and will partner with local groups around the state. This is CPR News.